If your travels through daily life take you into giant food stores, you may over the past week or two have seen the signs and heard the overhead announcements from the parent company's president. Apologizing to patrons, he notes that the supermarket chain has had to take enhanced precautions to prevent against an ever-increasing amount of theft. Whether this is store-specific or more general is left to the imagination. It's hardly surprising either that theft is up, or that retailers across the spectrum have launched a counterattack, up to and including, in some cases, simply shutting down and moving out of areas where, a, the situation has gone completely off the rails and, b, those in positions of authority, such as hard-left prosecutors and other elected officials, just don't seem to care. Nobody's anticipating Giant will turn out the lights and shut the doors, of course, but when a company in our relatively bucolic and certainly affluent neck of the woods is getting hit by an uptick in nefarious activity and has to react in such a public way, one can only imagine how wild the situation must be in some areas that are not quite as bucolic or affluent. It's perhaps even worse in places like Chicago and San Francisco, where, almost by design, all semblance of social tranquility has been extinguished and a Lord of the Flies-style anarchy has taken hold. Those are the places, at least so far, where everything is going under lock and key or the stores are disappearing altogether, making life exhausting for residents, some of them of lesser means, who simply want to do their shopping close to home. Those are the ones being hurt, and those are the ones those aforementioned criminal coddling prosecutors and other elected officials truly couldn't care less about, apparently. Because if they did care about those being most hurt by all this, they'd act differently in word and deed. Obviously, Fairfax County isn't ground zero on this issue. But there is a primary election coming up, and a number of Democratic incumbents are facing challengers. We've said it before and we'll say it again on this page. Voters need to get informed on the issues, educated on the candidates, and make a well-grounded choice on June 20th. Why? Given that Fairfax has largely morphed into an effective one-party state, the November general election simply will be too late to enact meaningful change.